Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, and Dr. Katie Eastman. The Best Ever You Show is here to help you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. And now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth and Katie.
Yay, I love that intro so much better, don't you, Katie?
Oh, God, I feel so excited. I feel like I'm 3 years old getting it. Oh, I just love it. I'm so happy.
Yeah, we need to thank Randy Kay for taping that new intro for us. She's the voice of Best Ever You on everything that we do in the Motivation Marathon. And her website is R-A-N-D, I'm going to spell her name wrong, R-A-N-D-Y-E-K-A-Y-E.com, RandyKay.com. So she's awesome, and we thank her so much for everything that she has done. And we've got a really special show today, don't we, Katie? I know we've rescheduled this one because of Hurricane Sandy, and I know I didn't have any power the day Edith Nam was supposed to show up on the show, and I don't know, Edith, did you have power?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good. Good. Well, I didn't, so there was no real way to do a show, and Katie's in Washington, so in Washington State. So, but isn't it cool, Katie, to have Edith with us today?
Oh, I am so excited. I mean, on so many levels, so much of what she has to say inspires me, but also informs me about the work I do every day with cancer patients, with kids, as a mom. I mean, there's just so much to learn from her. Yes, I am thrilled.
Well, I'm kind of approaching this show, like, I'm 43 years old. Edith is 86, and did you celebrate a birthday yet, Edith?
Yes, I did last Saturday, and the number changed to 87. Would you believe it?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Yes, I can believe it, because you can just hear, you know, you can hear it in your voice. There's a huge difference between you and a lot of other 86-year-old women or men out there. You've got energy.
Because everybody is unique, and I'm going to share that, my favorite word of mine, and show how it affects every single person that exists, regardless of age. It's all in unique, and it's in relation to the power of words that affect your thinking and your believing. And I have had fun with words for many, 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 many years, and every time I say many, I'm talking about decades. And it is powerful, and this is what I want to share with your listeners.
Oh, I love it. And Katie, you're only 30, so
yeah, I'll pull a Jack Benny on that one. No, I'm 53, but I'm 53 and happy. I mean, I my life gets better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I noticed too, is life keeps getting better and better. Is there a catch to that, Edith? Because sometimes people think they hit 40 and it's over.
It's never over. This is what is so exciting, especially now with the neuroscience research that's being done and a realization of the power of your brain, your dynamic brain. And I'd like to share some of those fascinating facts with your listeners. It's never over. Your brain requires stimulation, and till the very last second of your life, it has the power to connect, to grow more connections that will affect your life and provide you with positive energy power. It's never over.
I hope not. Yeah, you can, you know, I wanted to go a little bit into your bio here, because you have 25 years of experience as a counselor and educator. I wanted to stop right there and just ask you, what are some of the things that you've done in those 25 years, and a counselor of what and an educator of what?
Well, I started out education is what I wanted to do. There was no other question as to where my career would lead me. And so I was a teacher of language arts or in the terms of when I began, an English teacher. And the love for words and the power of words existed from the time I was in the second year of high school. And so I studied education and became an English teacher, and then went on to being a guidance counselor, and loved every single second because it was in a junior high where lots and lots of action begins. And I never thought I would retire. However, I did, because I was diagnosed at that time with thyroid cancer. So it opened another door, which was very exciting, as far as becoming a certified, specialized handwriting analyst. And that was the missing piece of all the counseling experiences. Most of my of what strategies, pep aerobics, are in the book originated at the time I was a guidance counselor, and it carries it forth to these many years. And it's the connection to the powerful, dynamic brain that we have. It's the best computer, the most unique, and I'll go into that in a few minutes. So what happened was that I was involved with teachers, with students, and their parents. Those that trillion is what keeps me functioning, makes me aware of the power of feelings, getting in touch with the feelings, and based upon that determines your attitude, your behavior, and your relationship with yourself and others. And it's just wonderful. So I was selected to be the outstanding guidance counselor of District 22 in Brooklyn when they first started celebrating and recognized guidance counselor. And I treasure that recommendation and celebration. And so, as I said, when it came time to retire because of the start of my bouts with cancer, It led to even a more exciting, joyful journey that I will share with you as well.
Katie, did you want to add something?
Oh, God, you know, you read my mind now, Elizabeth.
Uh-huh,
that's really scary. I am so struck by what you just said, because I work with cancer patients, and oftentimes there's a choice point.
Uh-huh.
Where they choose their attitude and how they're going to cope with and deal with. And it's often a door will close and a window opens. But as Elizabeth Kubler-Ross used to say, the hallway's hell. So how do you move from the hallway to open the new door? How did you figure out that you had to close the door to one thing and move, but you found a new door? How did you do that? What was your process?
Process-wise, I was completely shocked when I was told that I had thyroid cancer, because when I was told that was 23 years ago. So if you go back mathematically, it takes me into my 60s, at the age of 64. It was a shock because I no thought I would be at my junior high home away from home forever. What was I going to do? How was I going to spend my time? Well, I decided that it was time to explore what has been of interest to me for over 50 years, and that was handwriting analysis. And so I did research, and then I decided to register with the Graphological Institute of Graphological Science Institute connected to the University of Texas. And so I spent 3 years in qualifying to be a specialized handwriting analyst. And that was opening more than a window, it was opening another exciting journey that I am still on, because when it came time for the next bout with cancer, it was at the age of 74, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. That was another surprise to me. 2 months later, I had a hysterectomy, and 1 month later, in March of 2001, it was colon cancer. And December of 31st of 2001, at the age of 76, I had the greatest challenge of all. I was diagnosed with liver cancer. I called my breast surgeon and I said, "Do you know a good liver surgeon?" And she said, "I can't believe this is all happening to you." So she said, "Hang up, I'll get back to you in a few minutes." And she sure enough did, and she said, "I have the name of Dr. Fong, who is connected to Sloan Kettering. He will see you." And that was New Year's Eve is going to be 11 years, and he is wonderful. And by the time I had gone through all the other bouts of cancer, which I had a strong attitude for, this was really quite a challenge. And he spent time convincing me, yes, I should continue the surgery. And he said that the only time that he is available would be New Year's Eve. And he said he has never performed surgery on New Year's Eve, but in my case, he would do it. So New Year's Eve, I had the liver cancer surgery, and he continues to see me every year. And at the last visit, he said, "I'll see you next year." And I said, "It's a date." And
I
you
love
want,
that.
And
Ahead. Sorry, I got so many things going through my brain right now. I'm good. You know what I mean?
Let me just fill in, and then I'd like to hear what you want. You may ask, and your listeners may ask, how did I manage to survive? And my answer is, it starts with self-talk. We talk to ourselves every second of our lives, and it's a matter of becoming aware of what it is that we say to ourselves that counts. From the first day of my diagnosis of cancer to this very day, I can say, I am a survivor, I am a winner. And depending on the day, I could say it hundreds of times. And I said it right before anesthesia took effect. I said it in the recovery room. I'm constantly practicing productive, positive self-talk, because the words that you use generate either positive or negative emotional energy. And I kid you not when I say it takes one word, positive or negative, a fraction of a second to affect your heart rate, your blood pressure, your breathing, and your digestion. And this is what I want your listeners to understand. That's the power of words. So what you say to yourself determines your attitude. Yes, yes, I can, gets you going, increases your positive energy power. And that is essential for surviving. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes
totally
sense. And I just wanted to mention your book, too, for those listening, because that's really the core of so much of what the book is. It's called Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, A Journey to Miles of Smiles, Positive Energy Power, Hope, Health, and Happiness by Edith Nam, and then Rita Kaufman also. There's some beautiful poetry in the book.
Yes, yes.
By Rita. I love
that with you, too. Yes.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, what was going through my mind as you were talking about getting diagnosed with cancer after cancer after cancer there was, wasn't it interesting to find someone who, you know, a doctor that was supportive and didn't say, "Oh, you know what, you're 70, you know, just give in," or what, you know, so many people do so many different things. Not everybody is, does that make sense? So many people are.
Yes.
I'm trying to explain it delicately, but, you know, some people give up. And
yes, they
say,
do.
Oh, yes, cancer's a death sentence, or, you know, why
That's
fight
right.
it? Why do this? Why do that? And you remind me so much of my father. My father is 60, and in 2004 he had a stroke. Well, he was diabetic, and then he had a stroke. And he has had just continuous health problems since 2004.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
he will say exactly what you say, and so will my mom, about, you know, if when he is in ICU, he doesn't want people, my mom and he both don't want people in there crying. They want
uh-huh.
people in there with positive energy. So the whole
That's
room
right.
changes. The whole our whole ICU room changes to photographs. It changes
uh-huh.
to movies playing if he's in a coma
yes.
or a totally different energy. And the hospital staff, this last round where my dad had kidney cancer, the hospital staff all almost studied us and how we tried to help keep him alive and how he kept himself alive. Totally
uh-huh.
different mindset. And
yes.
it's hard to find people sometimes who understand what you're talking about right off the bat without really...
I know.
Can you explain that a little bit more? I know I've done a lot of talking right there. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Words count. I believe that a diagnosis of cancer, especially breast cancer, gives rise to, and I'm saying this in capital letters, chronic fear. And it's only, not only in the patient, but it's in all family and friends and members. And this is important to understand, that if we continue to be on chronic fear, we are what I am going to call in a few minutes the TNT emotional plan, which is putting us under stress. And when you're under stress, you are affecting your health. And I'll try and explain that also in a few minutes. And it's the fear that has to be addressed, because what it, I have said for over 20 years, that if we are on emotional stress, and I'm talking about anger, sadness, fear, worry, and anxiety, we are overloading our bodies with stress hormones. It's creating a disaster to your health. I'll give you the steps to that in a few minutes. It's important that we switch to positive energy power, which is on the PELP health plan. This is what I would like the readers and the listeners to know, how it is programmed, and we are the programmers to choose what words we will use, what feelings we will be executing. That determines our day. Does that seem to make sense, Katie?
Oh, totally, because, you know, one of the things that I say almost daily working with cancer patients is, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
We know
That's
what you've
right.
lost. We know That's what you've right. lost. You know what you've lost. You know what you can't. But
That's
what
right.
can you? And I think that shift, and when you're in physical pain, when you're stressed out worrying about money, you're worrying about what's going to happen next, you're right. It blocks your creativity from being able to discover what you
mm-hmm.
can still do. And
it
sometimes some of the... Yes, and exactly what you were able to do, a lot of people can't do. And I think listeners, family members, all of us can try and remember that that might be a way we can support someone by just asking them that question. Well, let's creatively for a moment think, well, what can you still do?
Mm-hmm.
When you,
that,
Edith,
if that immediately puts you on to PEP, the PEP program, positive energy power, and gets you off to TNT, which is toxic negative thinking. You see, the brain processes every single experience that you have from the first day of life to the last day of life. And I simplify the concept by saying these programs, well, your brain processes, it distributes, it organizes, and it files it into two programs, the PEP program, which is positive energy power, or the TNT. I consider PEP, P page 1 and TNT page 2. And what the book shows you is the menu on the PEP program and the menu on the TNT, and the choice is up to you as an individual to see which program you are going to turn on to, because computer-wise, you know that you cannot operate two programs at the same time. You either minimize or maximize one or the other. And the goal that I am set forth is to minimize the negative and accentuate the positive. And it can happen in a fraction of a second. And you said, yes, what can you do? That's part of instant changing over from TNT to THT. THT standing for thinking happy, healthy thoughts. When I visit some of my other doctors, because I'm not free of physical problems, I cannot take medication. So he will say to me, well, what are you doing for your pain? I say, I'm on THT. He looks at me in complete astonishment and says, what's that? I said, it's thinking happy, healthy thoughts. He says, does it work for you? I said, it certainly does. Because what being on PEP does, it is giving the parasympathetic nervous system the distribution of the good, feeling good endorphins that helps you to build a positive energy power within you. It takes you away. And when you say it is hard, yes, but it's a matter of habit of thinking. And a fast, immediate response is, if you reduce the number of times that we become aware of how often we say no, not, and never in our statements, and you change it immediately, you have changed your heart rate, your blood pressure, your breathing, and your digestive system. So, for example, if you say, I cannot succeed, I have no hope, no, not never, I have no choice. Well, if you eliminate no, not never, what statements are you left with? I have hope. I can succeed. I'm okay. Whatever it is, if you eliminate just no, not, and never, you have instantly changed your biochemical system, and you are on PEP. You're building a positive energy, which makes it strong so that you can have a positive attitude. It's a difference between yes, I can, in contrast to no, I can't. Yes, I can leads to hope and to happiness and to health, and it increases your smile mileage. No, I can't leaves you stuck in a rut in which you're tied up in knots, no matter how you spell that word, K-N-O-T-S or N-O-T-S, and it prevents you. It paralyzes you, and it affects every single cell in your body and your brain. And it's so simple. All you do is eliminate no, not, never, and you switch to yes, 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 and that builds a positive energy power. Does that seem to be...
It does. You know, I'm thinking of all of us girls on the line here, and we frequently say, what's the difference in these two statements? Wow, I look beautiful in this dress, or does this dress make me look fat?
What's the difference? The difference is one is focusing on finding fault and concentrating on what you dislike. Dislike is a negative prefixed word. Distance yourself from negatively prefixed words, and you will find a whole list of them in the book. If you focus, you drop the prefix, the negative prefix, what are you left with? What do you like? And one of the strategies in the book says every time you wash your hands and you are sending the germs down the drain, go through this routine of making a list of what are your favorite facial features. And that is what you spend your time saying every time you look in the mirror to inspire your increased smile mileage. Then you're focusing on recognizing your own unique needs, and you're building, because of the smile, because of the words that you're using, you're increasing your positive energy power. So it's focusing on what you like, what you love, what you want to learn, new things that you will bring pleasure and joy and hope to you, rather than continue to harbor pain of past experiences and what you dislike. It's the same thing with the words impossible, a frequently used word by people that are on TNT. Drop the IM negative prefix. What are you left with? Possible. Find out what is possible and forget what is impossible. Same thing with the UN negative prefix. Unfortunate. You spend your time on bemoaning what is unfortunate. Drop it. And what are you left with? You're left with what is fortunate. Yes, it was unfortunate that I was diagnosed with cancer. But what is the fortunate thing that came as a result? It was my becoming a specialized handwriting analyst, pursuing something that I continue to be passionate about and wanting to spread the word so that everybody can understand that they have the power for sharing within them, and therefore sharing it as well with others, the simple techniques that are safe and that will give them increased positive energy power.
Are you the most loved junior high English teacher and guidance counselor ever? I mean, does everybody grow up and go, I remember I had her, I loved her, I wonder how she is today? You must get so many calls.
Yes, I do.
I would have loved to have you as a teacher. Katie, wouldn't you have?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I mean, and the fact that she's still teaching is so cool.
Yes, I am.
Well,
yes,
I mean, I was talking specifically junior high. I mean, I get it. But, I mean,
I get to have
you as a teacher anyway because we're older. But.
And, you know, no one in my time of teaching teaching in specific, ever failed English. It was not possible. It was never ridiculed. It was never criticized. I welcomed what they thought. I welcomed, as long as they can understand, giving them time to be stress-free. Because when a child is coming to class and is stressed out, they do not have the ability to really learn. They can't listen. There's a listening shutdown that takes place when you're under stress. And so, therefore, you can't be creative. You don't have room for positive energy for learning. You get a teacher who is stressed out, and she or he has difficulty communicating as well. So recognizing the environment that is necessary for learning, you create a positively energized environment. And this is what the recommendations in the book offer to anybody, regardless of their age or gender or economic background. Yes, it is not an easy thing, but that word but changes what you have expressed, and it follows with, but you can do it. And, you know, every time a student was sent down to my office and we discussed what caused the problem, and I happened to have a suite in the guidance office, I sent them next door and to write out what they were thinking, what happened. And then if they chose to discuss it with me, great. If they didn't, it was okay too. But most of the time, they did choose to to share it. And we discussed what can be done to change it. And when they're ready to leave, I say, can you do it? And they'd say, I can do it. I said, I didn't quite hear you. I can do it. I don't quite hear you. I can do it. And they started to smile. So the I can do it attitude prevails in the book that has been used for many, many years. And it works and it works and it works.
Well, it gets rid of anxiety.
Yes, yes, yes. And you've got to get rid of it. You've got to relieve and reduce emotional stress. That's why the book covers learning to train your brain to drain the pain that is caused by past stressful experiences. And the pep aerobics gives you the exercises, the handwritten exercises that will increase your positive energy power. So between that and the power of a smile, you're on your way to positive energy power, a positive energy lifestyle, and that extends your lifeline. That
when
gives
you
go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you when you got your first cancer diagnosis, you had thyroid cancer at first.
Mm-hmm.
What did you go through, and what was your mindset like when you heard the words that you had thyroid cancer, and how did you work your way through that process, and what did you do to go maybe from some pain to positive?
Well, of course, not anticipating such an outcome, there is anxiety, there is disbelief, but recognizing you can't function on that. Okay, so what are we going to do about it? And you see, it's step by step as to how you will accept it. But to give up and to say all is lost is holding you back. And that's not my way of thinking. I don't tend to, and I have intended to take that route, because I have always been aware that you have choices, and it's either positive or it's negative. I have, for years and years and years, kept saying, keep smiling, because of the power of a smile. It has worked for me through many stressful experiences that I've had before even the cancer. In fact, the song Smile has been with me for over 50 years, which is carried me through. So it's basically, I guess, being aware of the fun and the passion and the love that I have for words, and recognizing that you can make the most use of the way words are generated and what it, I brought my kids, my two daughters up. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. This is when they were 8 and 9 years old, which is the basic philosophy. Don't use cruel, uncomplimentary words, but do a complimented day keeps the frowns away. It keeps the insults away, because words can either unite or divide. They can hurt or they can heal. They can have the power to
My phone just dropped. I'm sorry. That never happens on the radio. Cute. What? Sorry about that noise. Go ahead. I was reaching for a pen to write down what you said, because I loved your words. Words can either unite or divide.
Yes, yes, yes. And we see this happening all the time. And we see that the words can be cruel, or they can and hurt, or they can heal and be complimentary and kind. You cannot use kind words if you're on TNT. It only exists if you're on PEP. It only exists if you're feeling joy, love, hope, optimism, and you are creative. Those words are what you use. That is what brings on the smiles. And if you continue to use insults and ridicule, I call it verbal abuse. And in the book, I have statements that you can do for self-talk when you are exposed to verbal abuse. And I consider bullying verbal abuse. It is, well.
It's horrible is what it is.
Yes, yes, yes. And also in the book, it's listed as to anger in action and what actions are caused by people who are undergoing anger, and how it becomes, if repressed, volatile. It becomes hate and rage, and listing from A to Z, so that when people will say, why did this happen? Why did that happen? You don't ask why. Just look at that page of book, and it lists it from A to Z what the impact of anger can have. When you're anticipating past pain, that's when you are concerned with anxiety and worry. But you have to understand that everything that has energy is unique. It cannot be duplicated. Therefore, the tremendous storm that we were confronted with, it can't happen again, because things that have energy cannot be duplicated. And it can't be duplicated because there's constant internal and dynamic changes. Therefore, you don't anticipate past pain in the future. If you understand it, history does not repeat itself. That will not allow chronic anxiety to exist. Just changing with the what if, which is anticipating pain, to even if that worst scenario exists, you can't. There are statements that are words that follow that give you the confidence and the comfort of defeating the what ifs. Even if the worst thing is going to happen, you have the power to be able to handle it. And if you keep telling that to yourself, your self-talk increases and it becomes stronger, and it gives you the strength and energy to cope with the daily stress that we have. And what does that do? It prevents chronic emotional stress, which is creating the chronic emotional illnesses that we are experiencing, that is epidemic, pandemic. This is what I say. Write more, stress less. Write more, weigh less. Write more, sleep better, and write to see what you think. And this is why this book is unique. It's the most comprehensive book for a journey to hope, health, happiness, and I add vim, vigor, and vitality.
Edith, you've done some really amazing things in communities. Can you talk about your Share a Smile projects?
Yes. When I became, I loved Brooklyn College, and that was where I had my degree. And I have loved it ever since I entered, and I am a graduate of the class of 46. So if you figure it out mathematically, it's quite a few years. So I'm on the IRPE, the Institute for Retirees in Pursuit of Education faculty at Brooklyn College, and I'm teaching the course A Joyful Journey to Miles of Smiles, which is also the right way to a positively energized brain and body, and to demonstrate how the power of a shared smile can relieve stress and positively energize one's brain and body, since I believe strongly in the power of words and the power of a smile. I asked the members in my class to serve as Share a Smile ambassadors. I founded that. And what we wanted to do is distribute Share a Smile faces, magnets, and bookmarks to anyone, anywhere, anytime, and to share their experiences in class. And the results today, and I've been doing this for 6 years since I joined the faculty, and the experiences are fantastic because they keep coming in and telling me where and how things happen and the increased smile mileage. And repeatedly smiling comments, it works. It really, really works because smiles work wonders. So the Share a Smile Ambassadors is to activate school, home, and community Share a Smile projects that effectively relieve emotional stress, that raise self-esteem, that promote positive social interaction, and establish healthy relationships. And it increases everyone's positive energy, regardless of their age or the gender. So my mission was to change the world one smile at a time. I have extended that somewhat, and I think our mission is to eliminate and prevent chronic stress, emotional stress buildup. And the book shows you how. And when we do that, we can relieve the chronic illnesses that prevail. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Can you give us an example of one of the projects outside of Brooklyn that are happening?
Well, outside.
Well, maybe not outside.
I'll tell you something very interesting. One of the people that take the course has an aunt who this year was 90 years old. She has become the Florida Share a Smile Ambassador because she's constantly on cruises. She lives in Florida. And so we have supplied her with the bookmarks, and she constantly wears the Share a Smile button. And she has distributed information, and she has increased the smile mileage of passengers, of staff, of wherever she goes. And we celebrated her 90th birthday, and she is telling us of the wonderful experiences that she has in sharing the positives of a smile. I had said that I want Share a Smile Ambassadors to go global, and she is doing a marvelous job. The same thing holds true with the people wherever they go. And wherever they are distributing, this is what has accumulated my smile file to evaluate. When the program, Rita Kaufman, she joined the Share a Smile Ambassadors when she retired, and I was so fascinated by the experiences that she had as a kindergarten teacher in putting a smile on every student's face. I said, Rita, I'm going to publish a workbook. And so we have it available as a joyful journey to miles and smiles for grades 3 to 6. This encourages a Share a Smile project where the students are involved in sharing the power of a smile, communicating, interacting throughout the country, wherever they choose to have pen pals. And it has worked effectively. I'd like to see it in progress, really widespread. But the point is that when the students are learning, they're going home, and they're sharing what they're learning. This increases the parents' ability for a positively energized environment. I also produced 2 CDs, The Lyrical Way to Positive Thinking and Loving Lullabies. And I love my loving lullabies. And the other, also to share the value of the power of words and the power of smile. So I'm still working on it.
I love this. I just absolutely love this. Katie, this is one of my favorite books. It's a great, it's just a beautiful book and a favorite in our household. And I wanted to talk briefly. I just wanted to keep an eye on time. We've got about 14 minutes left. And I wondered if you would introduce our audience to who Rita is.
Yes. Yes, I want to do it, but not only in telling you about Rita, but also the, the fact that...
She's a co-author. Is she a co-author of the book, or is she...
Let me
adds to it in her poetry in this particular book, right?
Yes, but I did want to specifically do this, and I just, in 2 seconds, you see, when she joined the faculty, she's not on the faculty. As I said, she's been with me for the entire time, and last year, in her 32 years of teaching, she never thought she could write poetry. She did a marvelous job on sharing a smile journal that she did for every student every year. And she does, you'll find in the book, that there is a section in which she is sharing her enriching experience by sharing her share a smile journaling and showing how it can be done. Well, anyway, she never thought she could write poetry. And last year, she began to tell me about a poem or two or three or more that she wrote. And as I listened to each poem, my smile mileage increased. I said to Rita, "Your poems eloquently express the concepts that I present in prose, and they're going to be included in the book. And guess what? There are a total of 77 poems in our book."
That she didn't think she could write.
That's right. And I would like to share, if you don't mind, two of them at this time. One called Living with Positive Energy and the other Faith, Hope, and Positive Thought. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, please.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Living with positive energy. Life goes on for us day after day, but how do we see it? And what is your view? Is the glass half full or half empty? What strategies are useful for you? Life is a range of many challenges, filled with hills and valleys that come to mind. Looking for signs of hope and optimism, leaving pessimism and sadness behind. People look all around for answers. They look everywhere for clues to find, spending days upon days of precious energy. But the answer is always in your own mind. It's the same world outside for others, but how you alone perceive it is key. Rid yourself of negativity, fear, and anger. Keep your outlook as positive as can be. For inspiration and motivation to soar, positive self-talk is the place to begin. Hope and enthusiasm will guide and lead you, and your self-esteem will enable you to win. Live your life filled with wonderful experiences. Send fear, anger, resentment, and hatred away. Nothing is perfect, but can always be better. Love, hope, and optimism can be here to say. Make your actions and behavior productive. Breathe effectively and deeply each day. Compliment yourself as well as others. Make kindness your goal and your way. Smiles and laughter will be yours to enjoy. Success and satisfaction will be yours to hold. Your world will be confident and filled with happiness as you embrace these strategies in the life that you mold. And the other poem is Faith, Hope, and a Positive Thought. Faith, hope, and a positive thought come from within and cannot be bought. They conquer the fear that lingers around, so feelings of calm and contentment can be found. They dissolve the anxiety that holds on so strong, for pleasurable peace to sing its sweet song. They squash the anger that burns so deep, allowing beautiful days and peaceful sleep. How do we maximize this trio so grand? Begin with positive self-talk that's close at hand. Write down your worries and let them go free, and enhance your soul with powerful energy. Add invigorating beliefs and deep breaths each day for joy and happiness to come your way. Live with faith, hope, and a positive thought. They come from within and cannot be bought.
Oh,
what do you think of that?
Oh, yes. Those are so great.
And can you believe she never thought it was, when I said to her, she says, she attributes it to me. I said, no, Rita, it was within you, but you activated. You were inspired. You were motivated. And I am so impressed as I kept hearing poem after poem after poem. And it's within everybody. It's a matter of becoming activated. And we have the power to do it. And all it requires is pen and paper and the hand below your wrist.
No.
And it'll happen. Of course, you need my book. But
well, you know what's really cool that you did, Edith, is you took another woman and elevated her as well. Instead of, you know, we encounter a lot of interesting people in the world, and they might write a great poem and another person might be very jealous of it or say, oh, that's great or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But you took everything and you both raised the bar together.
Yes, yes, yes.
That is,
yes.
Katie and I do this all the time.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We do. We raise each other's vibration on a daily basis.
Yes.
And our creativity just flows because we
exactly.
do it together.
Yes, because emotional energy is highly contagious. And when we're exposed to positive and energized environment, there's no limit. The sky's the limit as to how high the self-esteem and the positive energy can soar. There's no limit. And yes, Rita and I say we're a terrific team because Rita is also a graphics arts teacher. And before she was a kindergarten teacher, she designed the cover of the book as well. And
beautiful.
Yes. Yes, and this has been such a joyful, exciting, wonderful journey that I'm on. And certainly the fact that today I am on the show that says, the best you ever. I love those words. And the fact that I have an opportunity to share my passion. The sun may not be shining outside right now, but it sure is shining inside right now.
Oh. Yeah, we are so thankful that you're here with us. And this, everybody, this let me just read the title one more time. It's Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, A Journey to Miles of Smiles, Positive Energy, Power, Hope, Health, and Happiness. And, you know, one of the things that caught my eye instantly was that the book is yellow. And
yes.
Yellow is my favorite color. It always has been. I mean, I love the color yellow. And it's got smiley faces on the front of it, of course, and so forth. But it feels a lot like a workbook, actually.
Uh-huh.
It's not small. It's more not, you know, 8x11, you know, bigger than 8x11, actually, in size. And it's, do you intend it as a workbook?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Very much so, right? So So you want people to, because mine's getting worn out, actually. It's dog-eared, and the pages are highlighted, and I also wondered, I'm glad you explained how Rita wrote all the poetry there, because as I was reading this, at first I didn't know who Rita was. I'm like, wow, what an amazing two writers put together. Buy the book, everybody, because it's just such a great book. It's so filled with information, and what I love about it even more, I know I'm fumbling for words here, is that it's geared toward any age. Like you're doing with the pipsqueaks in kindergarten and first grade and so forth, teaching them these concepts makes it so that when we're in our 40s, we don't have to learn it. We've got mm-hmm. that as a skill set as a young
That's
kiddo.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Did you always teach that?
Yes. Yes. Because I felt so strongly that the power of words and the power of smile is the energy that allows us to successfully cope with the daily stress that we have. I can never guarantee somebody that they will be stress-free. We don't live in that kind of world,
No. And
certainly not now. But if the stronger your self-image, the stronger your belief system, the stronger will be your positive energy power to deal with the stress so it does not become chronic. That destroys our health. That
really
affects your heart. It affects your blood pressure. It affects your breathing, and it affects your digestive system. And I have tried to simplify complicated concepts so that it can be understood by everybody. And the funny thing is, I received a birthday card from my youngest granddaughter, who is 10 years old, going to be 11. And the words were just fantastic. But in her own writing, since we had discussed positive energy power and Vim, Vigor, and Vitality in relation to her name, which is Vanessa, she wrote eloquently, she said, "Remember, positive energy power." And I just laughed because here we had just a conversation. She refers to it as conversation. And here she is adding these words in her own handwritten communication. Remember, positive energy power. And the words were going up, which is the way to learn to monitor your emotional level of hope and enthusiasm. And in the book, you learn how you can monitor every single conclusion to whether it's pep aerobics or it's writing out your thoughts that are emotionally stressed. And I do want to say that it's important to know anything that you write out to relieve and reduce anger, you tear it up immediately after writing it. It's no longer available to your eyes or anybody else's. The only thing that we share is share a smile experiences. And the important thing is we've got to make room for positive energy, and we don't need to look at anything that was stressful. It's toxic. We don't want any bandages saved. Yeah. We don't have to understand it. You get rid of it. It's over. The door is closed because we cannot change a thing 1 second after it has happened.
We're going to run out of time. Oh, no. Talk about angry. Now I'm at. No, I'm just kidding. I feel like we need to have you on the show again, because one topic that we didn't discuss was all the handwriting expertise that you have.
Yes.
So maybe we could do a special handwriting show, too.
I'd love it.
Yeah, I would too. Filled
because
so
you know what it is? It's brain writing.
Yeah.
But we'll discuss that further. But I'm available 24/7.
Okay. Well, we would love to have you back with us again. And thank you Thank you, thank you, Katie. What a show, huh? So much information.
Oh my goodness, I am just so filled with great ideas and thoughts. That was so wonderful. Thank you, Edith, very much.
Yeah, thank you so much, and happy 87th birthday. That is just way cool. You must be just so positive, so proud, so happy. I mean, that's so neat. We're going to run short on time here, I can tell. So for those listening live, the show's going to click off, but we will play the outro and talk just a little bit more. Katie, as we go here, do we have another show this week? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I have a show on Thursday with Gary Kobat. He's going to come on, and we're going to talk about being enough. So really excited to have him on the show with us on Thursday. I don't know if you can join us too, Katie, or not, but we're going to do a show on Thursday the 29th at 1 p.m. Eastern. And just wanted to thank Edith for being with us. And her book, again, is Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, A Journey to Miles of Smiles, Positive Energy, Power, Hope, Health, and Happiness. And it's written by Edith. Now I'm in Rita Kaufman. And anything else, Katie, in closing?
No, I just want everybody to be enjoy today.
Yep, I know you always say that. Enjoy today, and I always say, be your best, best ever you. And we hope that you will join us at besteveryou.com, and we do this show every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. If you'd like to join us, you can call 714-868-0220. All right, take care, everybody. Thank you, Edith, and everybody have a beautiful day. Bye, Katie.
Thank you. Bye.
Keep smiling.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.